America has had a long history of turbulent race relations. It took nearly a century of struggle after the Civil War to tear down the Jim Crow laws that isolated blacks from whites. While institutional racism had been embedded into the law in the segregated South, racial disparities took on more subtle forms in the North. So-called sundown towns existed from coast to coast, including in Michigan. James Lowen is a sociologist, a Midwesterner, and a white man. In 2005, Lowen published his book, Sundown Towns, A Hidden Dimension of American Racism. The scholar who once studied and taught in Mississippi began tracking these communities where African Americans were unwelcome after sunset. As he studied trends across the country, Lowen found three actual sundown towns in Mississippi, once one of the strongest bastions of Jim Crow. But Lowen was surprised to uncover the history of the land of Lincoln, his home state.
I expected to find maybe 10 sundown towns in Illinois, maybe 50 across the country. But I'm now at a count of 507 sundown towns in Illinois alone.
All across the country, some cities posted threatening, inflammatory signs telling African Americans in no uncertain terms where they stood. But Lowen says unlike the Deep South, where institutional segregation was the norm until the 1960s, many northern towns never formally passed discriminatory laws.
It just was understood. But the lack of an ordinance, if you will, was enforced by the police, and certainly enforced by what I call the 2% thug minority.
So we'll talk about a couple of specific examples here in Michigan. We have a community that's roughly halfway between East Lansing, where I am, and Flint, called Owosso. It's a small town. It's bucolic.
Oh, I know Owosso. I've been in Owosso.
You've been to Owosso. It has a very bucolic small town feel. It's got a historic railroad, but it has a past.
It does. Owosso probably had a sign. Certainly lots of people said it had a sign. I even think that it's been photographed, that sign. Although other people say, well, no, there wasn't any sign, but it was a sundown town.
East Lansing is part of your database, and you list East Lansing as a probable sundown town. What makes you think it was a probable town?
Well, famously, it is mentioned in that regard by none other than Malcolm X, who grew up part of his growing up years in Lansing. I'm now quoting from Malcolm X. In those days, and those days would have been the 1930s, Negroes weren't allowed after dark in East Lansing proper. So Earl Little, of course, Malcolm X was originally Malcolm Little, bought a house that was not in the black ghetto in Lansing. It was either in East Lansing or in Lansing proper, but in a white neighborhood. And whites burned him out. Well, he moved the family to a house on the outskirts of East Lansing. And Malcolm goes on to say, quote, East Lansing harassed us so much that we had to move again, this time 2 miles out of town, unquote.
Has there ever really been any organized resistance on the part of African Americans to really forcibly put an end to this practice?
Very little. Civil rights lawyers tell me that they can't find a plaintiff to sue in a town. And if you think about that, that makes sense. I mean, anybody who wants to move in wants to have friends. That's pretty hard to do if you come in suing. And so people just go elsewhere. The town's reputation stays intact, and most people don't even try in the first place.
Is this a phenomenon that still exists today?
Yes. Not as much as they used to. Sundown towns, I think, are on their last legs. But I think every one of these needs to take what I call the three-step program. First, admit it. We did keep out black folks. Step two, and it was wrong and we're sorry. And step three, and we don't do it anymore. And that third step needs to have some teeth. You know, we are actively recruiting black teachers, black policemen, whatever, and we're helping house them in the city. And once you've taken those three steps, you're beyond it.
Dr. James Lowen is a sociologist and historian. We've been talking about sundown towns, which existed in Michigan and across the country. Dr. Lowen, thank you so much for your time. I've learned a lot today.
My pleasure.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.